One cannot help but appreciate and yet pity the stories of people that go around looking for treasures, the stories of the pirates that they go to these far out areas looking for buried hidden treasure, and they go through thick and thin, often at the loss of equipment, loss of personnel, and even loss of their lives sometimes, just to find a piece of actual gold and silver. While the real treasure is much closer to them, all they had to do was just go to their local Catholic church and gaze upon the tabernacle where our Lord Jesus is present. He's truly present, where he is very present to us. And we celebrate that presence today. Today is the feast of the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, also known as Corpus Christi Sunday, the body of Christ. And today we are called to reflect and meditate more deeply on Eucharist. In fact, every Mass is the Eucharist. Every Mass we have the bread and wine being changed into the actual body and blood of Christ. The Mass is where the priest takes the bread and the wine and says, "This is my body." And it ceases to become bread, and instead it ceases to be bread, and instead becomes the true body of Christ. And he takes the wine. "This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." The wine ceases to be wine, and instead becomes the blood of Christ. So Christ is truly present on an altar. And that's the real presence. It's not merely a symbolic presence. It's not merely a memory. Just we remind us of Christ. It is Christ himself on our altar. What happened 2,000 years ago on Mount Calvary is the same sacrifice that's offered on our altar. It's only the manner of offering is different. The difference is on Calvary, it was a bloody offering, and on the altar, it's an unbloody offering, but it's still the same offering, just the manner is different. On the night before he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus instituted the Eucharist and commanded his apostles, those 12 specific men, to do this in memory of him, so that our memorial of his passion death is none other than the actual sacrifice on Calvary. It is the actual thing that happened. So the same body that was born in Bethlehem, that was crucified on the cross and rose in the tomb, it's the same body that we will receive in Holy Communion. So the Eucharist becomes a true body of Christ. We don't receive something, we receive someone, we receive Christ. And that's the beauty of this treasure of the true presence. We receive Christ himself. He is on our altar. And if you look at over at that stained glass window over there of the crucifixion, you can't see that one window is open. It's not as visible, but you see the crucifixion on Mount Calvary. Then you see the Last Supper. Then over there is a window of the Mass. Those are all the same action. So Christ, by instituting the sacrament of the body and blood at the Last Supper, it's the sacrifice of Calvary, which happens continually throughout all ages until a second coming. So it's one sacrifice. It happened in time, but by Christ's power, it has the power to transcend time so that it can be present all throughout time until the second coming, when he will come again and establish a new heavens and a new earth. And so we are reminded of this true presence. Every time at Mass, the priest says, "The body of Christ." He doesn't say the symbol of Christ or the bread of Christ. He says the body of Christ or the blood of Christ. It is Christ. We are receiving Jesus Christ himself, the true body, the true flesh. That is why the Eucharist is the most holiest thing this side of heaven. Nothing else compares to it. Nothing else compares to being at Holy Mass. Because at Holy Mass, we are not just in a church. We are 2,000 years ago at Calvary. We are attending the same sacrifice that Our Lady witnessed, that St. John the Apostle witnessed, that this Roman soldiers witnessed. What they saw on the cross is the same thing we see happening on an altar. So that the Mass is the sacrifice of Calvary, the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. So just as our Lord gave his body and his blood for us, so too, by the priest consecrates the bread and wine to the body and blood of Christ. They are consecrated separately, and so it shows us the death. Blood is separate from the body is death. So we are at Calvary when we come to the Eucharist. And in a few moments after this Mass, we will demonstrate our faith to at least a block here in Lindsay. We will process out with the Blessed Sacrament. We will process out with Jesus in the monstrance. The monstrance is that gold, that circular gold thing on a stem. It comes from the Latin word monstrare, which means to show, to demonstrate. And we will be demonstrating our faith in the Eucharist, our faith in the risen Lord, our faith in Christ made present in the Eucharist, our Lord who is the Eucharist. And we'll process around the block, stopping at a few altars to pray and to hear the institution narrative, which reminds us that our Lord intended the Eucharist to be a sacrament. He intended his body and blood to be consumed by us. He ordered us to do this in memory of him. And so out of obedience to Christ and trusting in his power, trusting in his authority, we believe that this is the true body and the true blood of Christ. And we'll demonstrate that to the town here. And we're not intending to bash our faith on people's heads or to force anyone to come to us and to believe with us. But we are instead showing to the world that this is the truth. This is what we believe. This is our faith. This is Christ. This is the one whom we all hope for. The Eucharist is the source and summit of our lives. And so that's why Christ gave himself for us. He gave himself for us to consume him as he ordered. It's a wondrous thing to think about. God gives himself to be eaten, to be consumed, so that he can make his dwelling in our hearts, in our souls, and in our minds. So in a few moments, we are going to experience this power of the consecration. And if we are able to receive him in Holy Communion, we are called to receive him in our bodies so that we can receive him in our souls and in our hearts, so that he can nourish and strengthen us, and we can in turn love him all the more.